Hey everyone, this is the second part of episode 6, so make sure you've given the first half a listen before you get stuck into this one. And yeah, please enjoy.
The next song that I'll put on my list, just to tell you how deeply in love I am with Bound 2, is the other sample in Bound 2. It's by this band called We. Uh-huh. The song is called Aeroplane brackets Reprise.
Okay. And
when songs just they crowbar open your heart and then just like get in there and then you can't get them out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like it's like injecting intravenous caffeine when you hear it.
Yep.
That's this song for me. So it's not gonna like compare to how you listen to it because it's my experience.
Uh-huh.
Unless we're like, don't know, linked, but yeah, I love this song, it's great.
That I'm so looking forward to, you know, there's so many kind of rumored releases this year, and I'm really just looking forward to another moment of exactly what you just described, where the second you listen to that song and you just fall in love with it immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so powerful. And, you know, above it just being stuck in your head, it becoming a part of, like, a part of your life. Because
yes,
that is what music has the power to do. When you find that song and, you know, you're having that rough day or you need that bit of inspiration and you know exactly what's going to get you there. It's so great when you have that moment of, oh, yeah, this is something I can use. And yeah, I've had that with Kid Cudi's new album.
Really?
Yeah, there was a song on there and the second I heard it I was like, oh, cool.
Tell me.
It's called The Void and cool. I think it's the longest track on the album.
Nice.
And I love when a song can transcend just being, you know, music and it becomes a full experience. And you know, that's what the whole album is. It's kind of it's sectioned into acts of a play basically. And throughout the album you follow this continuous story of Scott going through certain periods of his life, what those have done to him. And The Void is this, in the first half of the album, he's talking about relapsing and how he's gone back into old addictions. He's feeling unhappy with himself. And then he starts reminiscing about the past, and thinking about his past enables him to know what he needs to do right now. And The Void is kind of a tribute to that feeling of, he's reached this place of understanding and he knows what he has to do and he knows it's all going to be okay. And it's just breathtakingly beautiful.
Damn.
And you listen to it for kind of 5.5 minutes. I think that's how long it is. And you come out the other end just feeling, I don't know, it's this comforting feeling and it's all kind of like, yeah, Kid Cudi said it's going to be all right and it's going to be all right. I believe him.
That's good.
Yeah, that's just one big Sick. Example of a song that's done that for me.
Part 4, Distance.
Yeah, that Cudi was another example actually of an artist that I guess initially I took for granted, but then with my growth and maturity, you know, and an understanding of music as a whole, that was when I could really look back and be like, oh wow, like he was doing some pretty revolutionary stuff. Like he was kind of the first real mainstream rapper to go into great detail of his mental health. And now that is, you know, that's kind of the primary genre in rap.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just think sometimes it just takes one person to be brave and to try something different, and who knows where it'll go.
Yeah, completely. I think it's something that is liberating as a creative to be able to share your lived experience in however you make. I feel like there should be no boundaries to what you should be able to say and what you can say, if it's a true account of what it feels like to be alive for you, you know?
Mm, absolutely. And, you know, who knows what that person on the other end of the song is going to be going through. It might perfectly link to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then you could have just sort of changed their whole perspective on something.
Completely.
And that alone is worth it.
That's exactly how I think as artists in any field of creation, I think it's difficult in life to feel confident in yourself and to feel like you mean something. But as a creative or as someone that makes something, it's even harder because there's a whole sense of like competition or like, is what I'm making worth existing, especially in music, I found. But the one thing that helps me and keeps me motivated is knowing that if one person is positively affected by my output, and even if that person is me, it's worth it and it's valid, you know?
Hmm.
I think that's an important thing to help combat ideas of quantifying your success in creation through numbers or fans or all the things that detract from the spirit of why you make. I think it's important to ground yourself and realize if one person is affected by this positively, it's worth it.
And that is why you are the sunbeam.
That's a wonderful segue.
Absolutely.
To a song. But which one? Which one do I pick?
Ooh, decisions.
I'm gonna pick Distant Love because I think that, I'm gonna pick Distant Love.
Mm-hmm. Who's that by?
That's like, that's by me.
Oh, that's by you.
Yeah, the Sunbeam Man.
The Sunbeam Man himself.
That's a song, this very honest account of being in love during lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And not being able to see the person you love. So I hope that that song was like a buffer for any kind of pain, at least I hope momentarily for somebody, like at least one person. But
I mean, I'm in front. When I first listened to that song, I was for real like, oh damn, there's bits of this that I can kind of relate to. So
sick.
There's a first-hand account. You've done your job.
There you go. You're my person. You're my one person.
I think everyone to a degree is feeling that feeling of there's someone they want to be with so desperately right now, or some people.
It,
it's weird as well, because we were saying earlier about how much freedom the first lockdown kind of felt like, but at the same time there was this one huge restriction, and that was you can't see someone in person.
Yeah,
so it was like we had freedom in all the wrong areas in a way.
Yeah,
it was you can do we whatever you want. Yeah, you can do whatever time. You want in your free time. But when it comes to the meaningful connections, that's gonna suffer. And you know, for me, I had that with my family. We have a very spread out family, so
damn,
we don't. You know, it's always kind of an event when we get to see them. It's like only Easter or Christmas or whatever. So it was really hard not being able to do that. And and friends as well, you know, I've got people all over the country going to different unis, and I used to love going up to visit them on the train and stuff, but you know, just being stuck in this one spot, it was real tricky. It was a hard time. So your song definitely kind of, it gave me that feeling of, it's not just me.
Sick.
Everyone's going through this, and it'll be,
that's great.
It'll be all the more rewarding when we get out of this and we can hop on the train whenever we want.
True. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we all have, but I've spent a while like thinking, like, damn, why is this so bad?
Yeah.
You know, like, because I like to think about it, like, fundamentally, like, for me, often going out is an excuse to pacify thoughts I don't want to have.
Mm-hmm.
So using substances such as alcohol,
mm-hmm.
for me, often isn't, because I think, I don't know, I think socially we, I mean, it's a basic instinct to want to change your perception or change your state of consciousness. Like, that's been documented throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean everyone wants to do it, but a lot of the time for me, I'm trying to avoid certain thoughts. And that being said, I saw lockdown as an opportunity to, you know, go inside.
Mm.
And come to peace with myself. But that's all well and good. But I feel like another layer of life that I am missing is spontaneity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not necessarily the fact that we can't go out and be with friends and go to a bar.
Mm.
It's the fact that maybe we can't go there, meet someone we would have never met,
mm-hmm.
end up at their house.
Yeah.
Ordering pizza, like, just life situations that are novel and new and feel like, damn, I'm really living. Like, those particular ones
mm-hmm.
are kaput, non-existent. So we're forced to stay inside and then go inside ourselves. But
yeah. I think as well for even like the dating scene and stuff. When you think about, like, I know for me personally, all of kind of my best experiences in that area have been super random. Like,
yeah,
I'll just, a friend of a friend who I met at a certain thing.
Yeah.
And you start talking to them about this one thing you have in common, and then you go on a date, and then it's like, oh, well,
the best.
But now it's so much harder to do that. And, you know, it is still possible. But if you're on Tinder or something, you both know what you're there for. You don't get that little, that fun bit where you're like, ooh, how do we feel right now? It's kind of, it definitely takes the, like you said, the spontaneity out of it. It's very just plain cut and dry. Here's what you got to do.
I don't like that.
I'm not a fan.
I just
either.
Be in the library, like, trying to suss out people.
But
it's difficult to, like, I mean, they're just there to work. Like, I gotta get over myself.
Hey, back yourself. You know? Back yourself.
No, I know. I back myself, obviously, but society works in a lot of ways because that's just how it is. So people do, they live how they are expecting to live. They're not expecting to, like, meet somebody new at the library, you know. Like, bars or pubs or nightclubs are traditionally where you meet those people because your guard is down and you're with people when you've accepted that. You know, it's just difficult when those situations aren't accessible. So what I'm trying to say is the library is the new club. People just have to accept that.
If anyone is interested, meet Lexi in the library.
But I mean, I was thinking how up people's guards are even more now, because you literally have to feel physically tense.
Yeah.
I mean, at least I do when I'm near somebody that I don't know. and I'm walking, even if they're like walking close to a table I'm working, I'm like, why are you so close to me? Like, that's unnecessary. Like, I wouldn't say that, but it's just like you do feel that 2 meter like social bubble. Like, don't come near me.
Yeah. Or, and like, even if you see someone maybe who needs some help carrying their shopping or something, or
yeah,
just day-to-day good deeds you can normally do. I would always have this policy of, if I was going somewhere that was like, I don't know, more than a 15-minute walk, I would try and pick up like 3 bits of litter, something like that. But even now, I'm just scared to touch anything.
I wouldn't.
And
I wouldn't touch that litter right now.
So it really is. It's interesting how much of just those little things that would maybe give us a bit of giddiness, a bit of,
yeah,
oh, that was nice that happened. You know, a lot of that's gone.
You know
now.
What? You know what? Someone, I was getting the train to the dentist like 2 days ago, and this like security guy at the train station just struck up a conversation with me, and it was like a really pleasant and novel experience. Like, I was just standing there waiting, and he was like talking to me about this one advert that was on the wall for like the Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, what even is the Royal Albert Hall? Something like dumb. And then we were just like talking a couple words, and he was like, oh, this job's melting my brain, man. And I just like came away from it like just smiling and feeling like, damn, that was so rare. Like, I haven't had a sort of casual conversation like that with a stranger for so long. I mean, even pre-COVID, like, people wouldn't just chat to you.
Yeah.
We can't pretend we lived in a utopian world before this pandemic, but stuff like that is even rarer now. So it was such a nice thing.
It makes me hopeful that maybe instances like that will become more common.
True.
I mean, there's been so many acts of kindness, you know, people doing each other's shopping. You know, just general stuff like that, dropping them off to wherever they need to be.
Yeah.
There's definitely been people going out of their way to do good. So hopefully once we get out of this, we can be a bit more appreciative of the people around us, and I don't know.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Not take each other for granted.
Yeah. That exactly. One thing we do have to do is we got to give your playlist a name.
Cool.
So you got any ideas what you want to?
It's definitely Sunbeams from my cranium to yours.
Ooh, good one.
That's the name, clearly. I mean, I'm not even going to take credit for that because it was pre-decided. The universe told me.
The universe put that in your head.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to broadcast whilst you're here?
Definitely follow my Instagram.
At
freckle-faced-fool. And follow me on your local streaming service, Mega Giant. My name is Lexi, L-E-X-I, !! And I make music that hopefully makes you smile. More music on the way. This is just the beginning of a lifelong journey into music.
And you don't want to miss it. Be there at the start.
You don't want to miss it. Yeah.
You can be like, hey, I was there before Lexi got big.
Exactly.
That's a cool brag to have.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's like knowing Drake before he dropped.
Yep.
Hotline Bling.
That'd be big. That'd be a pretty cool thing to be able to say. I can't say that. Started from the bottom, actually. That's probably the first one for me.
Yeah, true.
Pretty fitting. Started from the bottom. Now
we're at the end of this podcast. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thanks so much for listening to this episode all the way through. Make sure you go and give Lexi a follow on all of his socials, and go check out his sunny feel-good playlist. There's a link to it in my Instagram, which is kiranpn_, or @marathon_thoughts. Your choice. Episode 7 is going to be featuring a more acoustic feel, stripped back, homegrown, woodland walk type vibe. It's a good one. Make sure you're there to listen to it. And thanks so much for listening to this episode. You're great. Have an awesome week. Love you. Stay safe. Bye.